If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Connell McShane, anchor at News Nation, live with Connell McShane, 2 to 5 p.m. here in Chicago time. Connell, it's good to talk with you again. The delicate dance of diplomacy is always interesting, especially with China. If it wasn't so serious, it'd be almost comical about how we address or don't address Taiwan when we're dealing with Chinese leaders. But of course, it came up on the Air Force ride home, didn't it?
Oh, it's still funny. Don't worry, John. It can be both. Both things can be true. It can be funny and comical, especially when President Trump was asked about President Xi being out of quote-unquote central casting by Sean Hannity, and he said, yeah, and he's even pretty tall, you know, like for a Chinese guy, and then went on to say, and that really happened. So there's that. Taiwan, yeah. So, like, this is the way I think about it. I don't know how you think about it, but if someone says, well, what's the most important story in the world, I would say, in the short term, right now, today, it's probably opening up the Strait of Hormuz so we can get the global economy running. In the long term, I don't think it's even close that Taiwan, for many reasons, not the least of which is the reliance we have as a global economy on their chip manufacturing, is the most important story in the world. Yep. And I think, you know, these last couple of days, at best, you could say, and the hope, I think, right now, is that it was a nothing burger. I think the fear is that it was more than that, that President Xi, you know, laid down the law of what he wants to do in Taiwan, and President Trump didn't say much about it. I know when he was interviewed afterwards, President Trump was asked about, you know, would he defend Taiwan if it came to that, and he said President Xi asked him that question as well, and he said, I don't talk about those things, which, you know, probably is about the best you could hope for from this president on that topic. So I think that's kind of the hope for people, is that nothing changed for the worse. I don't know that anything, whether it's Taiwan or any issue, necessarily changed for the better. It doesn't seem like very much of, you know, in terms of significance came out of this. I don't know that we should have expected it to, but it definitely doesn't seem like it did.
Yeah, we didn't have, I mean, some summits end with the two podiums, questions, handshakes. I don't mind that it didn't necessarily do that. You know, that's a lot of show for camera. And, you know, if it is fostering relationships between not only the presidents, but also the people that work for the presidents, I think that's a productive thing with any two countries for the most part. I do worry a little bit about the president's that he did discuss the arms sales to Taiwan. That was like a red line in the sand for President Reagan in the 80s. That, hey, I don't talk to the Chinese about Taiwan arms sales. And I don't know. It could turn out to be a nothing burger, like you said. But that was my ears perked up when I heard that answer.
Yeah, definitely went against the precedent set by other presidents, not just Reagan, but all presidents, really, since we normalized our relations with China, is that, you know, we don't have that discussion. Now, I don't know what Trump meant by saying that when she asked him if he would defend Taiwan, he said, I'm not going to talk about it. But the arms sales, he could, as anything, you know, this is true of China, and it's also true of President Trump, is that it's much more important to watch what they do than what they say. So now he can come back home, and, you know, at the end of the day, he could approve the arms sales that are sitting on his desk that he hasn't approved yet. You know, there's another round of arms and weapon shipments to Taiwan that he could approve, and that would send the message, right? But, you know, why he was open to that conversation as opposed to just saying even before the meeting, listen, if he brings that up, I'm not even going to have the discussion. He said I wasn't going to have the discussion with him, but if he brings it up, you could say, well, yeah, like he said about the part about defending them, listen, we're not talking about that. If I want to sell somebody some weapons, I'll sell them the weapons. I don't need to check with you on it. So that would have been the policy, essentially, even if they didn't say it that way, by previous American presidents. So that's what I'm saying, is like the hope here is that he didn't hurt the United States and the strategic interests of the United States in the long term, because what happens in Taiwan, whether we like it or not, and I know, you know, when you poll people, the American public is not going to put that at the top of their list of concerns, and I get it, you know, with gas prices and everything else in everybody's day-to-day lives, but in the long term, if Taiwan goes wrong, we're in big trouble, because the impact to the global economy, all of these high-powered chips that we get for literally pretty much everything we do in our day-to-day lives, they're almost all, like 3 out of 4 at least, are manufactured in this island. And if China decides to go in there or block others from getting in or out of there, the global economy's in big, big trouble.
Yeah, and
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Again, we got to wait to see what happens. You could sign it later in the day, and I wouldn't be all that shocked that it happened, right? And
yeah, he might.
Yeah, so, and then, well, boy, me worrying about what he said as Xi goes up in smoke. I mean, how many times does something like that happen with the president where we make a bunch of noise about what he says, and then he does the other thing, and you go, okay, well, that was the way it worked. It's a political problem, too, in that Taiwan is actually in support for Taiwan. An arms sale is about as bipartisan as it gets, Connell, and Republicans are just as out there. They did that famous trip they went to Taiwan, congressional delegation a couple years ago. I mean, they get how serious it is, and we got a midterm coming up, so there's political calculations to this as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right about that. It's not like Ukraine, where there's a much more partisan split, it seems, on support for, you know, the ongoing hot war that's happening there. The theoretical support of Taiwan has always been bipartisan. I think there's probably a little bit more ambiguity when you talk about the fact of what would an American president. I know it's on purpose, the so-called strategic ambiguity, but I think there's more questions even from the general public and the politicians about what would an actual American president do if China invaded Taiwan. I think President Biden was probably the most out front in that way and saying, you know, explicitly that he would defend them. This president and other presidents, quite frankly, over the years have just avoided the question, and it's been kind of assumed that America would likely defend Taiwan in some way, and even with our military. But I don't know that that's as known. But whether we're going to sell them arms so that they have a deterrent so that we don't get to that point, I mean, that's not really ever, you know, been necessarily controversial. And to your point, it's been supported. So I think you're right. The president might very well go back and approve this, but you don't want it to be something that he thinks is like a negotiating tool that he has at his disposal. I don't think that that's something that you say, well, yeah, I won't sell them arms if you give us your raw materials or whatever
right.
It may be. There's got to be a better way to do that than giving up Taiwan.
There's about 90 seconds we have left here, Connell. I think that I've noticed a shift in how gas prices is discussed among Republican congressmen and Speaker Johnson. Instead of suggesting that perhaps there isn't a problem there, don't look over here. We now have seen the talking points, I think, evolve a little bit that this is the price we must pay for Iran not being a nuclear weapon. We know it's the American people are struggling. Have you noticed that shift in the last few days?
Even the president tried to do that right before he went to China, but he really kind of screwed it up in the way it came out of his mouth. He was basically saying, and he said it the quote-unquote right way in the past, which is exactly what you said, is like, hey, this is what we have to put up with in the short term. But on Monday, when he was leaving on the south lawn of the White House, someone asked him if he thinks about Americans' financial situations when he's making these decisions, and he said, no, that's, I don't think about financial situations or anything else. All I think about is whether or not Iran has a nuclear weapon. It's basically the same argument, but in saying it the way he said, he literally handed Democrats a campaign ad for the midterms. You'll see that quote
everywhere.
And, you know, whether it's fair or not, this every Republican knows that if it was Joe Biden had made the same comment, they'd be cutting the same ad. So, you know, that's politics. But that was an obvious political misstep. But I think you're right about the argument, because that's what he was trying to say, and he said it in the past. I don't know if it's if people are buying it, but that's what they're trying to sell. I mean, what other option do they have? We're there, and you got to make an argument for staying there, because it doesn't look like things are winding down anytime soon. So back to the very first point I made about the near term story that's the most important being opening up the Strait of Hormuz. Well, it's not open. And, you know, the stock market, which has been rallying to all-time highs, is selling off today, more than 1% across the board for the major averages. And that's one of the main reasons why, because people are saying, all right, this is going to drag on for a while.
And we'll have to wait and see. You'll be covering it. Well, you're going to chat next Friday, Connell, I hope. And I appreciate your time, okay?
Thank you, John.
We'll be watching 225, Connell McShane, News Nation.